Welcome to the Alpha One edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the Alpha One antitrypsin deficiency community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're talking today with Amir London, CEO of Kamada in Rehovot, Israel. Kamada is a leading plasma-derived biopharmaceutical company specializing in therapies for alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Hello, Larry.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So I've been with Kamada since 2013, started as a head of business development, and then in 2015, I assumed responsibility as a CEO of the company, replacing the founder who managed the company for 25 years, David Tzur. Prior to Kamada, I spent around 10 years in the US in different capacities in the biopharmaceutical industry, mainly on the West Coast. I'm an engineer in my background, graduated from the Technion in Haifa, Israel. And my passion is biopharmaceuticals.
Can you explain a little bit about why the company has decided to specialize in a rare disease such as alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency?
Yes, absolutely. So Kamada evolved over the years from being kind of focused on more on the commodity side of the plasma-derived products and moving more and more into the specialty. And around 15 years ago, in 2005, we decided that the alpha-1 space is a highly unserved area with huge potential. And we focus our efforts on bringing the first liquid ready-to-infuse alpha-1 product to the U.S. market. This product called Glacia was approved in 2010 by the FDA. And since then, we've been the most innovative leading company in that area, the alpha-1 deficiency.
Approximately how many people in the United States have alpha-1 deficiency?
So it's believed, it's estimated that close to 100,000 people in the U.S. are alpha-1 deficient. But this is a highly misdiagnosed or undiagnosed disease. So less than 10,000, meaning less than 10%, are actually being treated currently for the disease. The symptoms of alpha-1 deficiency are identical to COPD, the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And that's why in many cases patients are being treated for the COPD symptoms, but not treated for the underlying cause of the disease, which is the protein deficiency.
So Kamada has basically built its reputation and its entire reason for being around this disease mainly, although you do focus on some other diseases as well.
Correct. We have two main lines of businesses. One is the alpha-1 deficiency with Glacia, the IV treatment, as well as the new innovative inhaled treatment, which is currently in a phase 3 study, which could be a huge game changer in this market. In parallel to that, we are also focused on what's called hyperimmune globulins. We have an FDA-approved anti-rabies product for people that were potentially exposed to a rabid animal. We were also the first plasma company in the world to complete the development and manufacturing of anti-COVID immunoglobulin last year. So these are the two main lines of business, you know, specialty antibodies made of plasma, as well as the alpha-1 deficiency space.
Now, what's interesting about alpha-1 is you mentioned earlier we were speaking about the geographical and ethnic origins of the disease. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes, so it's believed that alpha-1 deficiency started, or the main prevalence, was in Northern Europe, in the Nordic countries, as well as Baltic countries and Spain. And then over the years, mainly through immigration, it moved to the Americas. So it moved to Northern America and then also to some of the Latin American countries. It's interesting to see that in the Latin American countries that the population is primarily originally from Europe, like Argentina and Brazil, we see higher prevalence compared to the countries where the community or the people are more kind of native local people, like in Mexico or Bolivia.
And in Asia and Africa, you see virtually no cases.
Yes, it is Caucasian disease. So we see almost no cases in Japan, mm-hmm. China, and Black Africa countries.
And here in Israel, it's negligible. You said there were only 10 patients, as far as you know.
Correct. So there are currently, I think, between 10 to 12 patients which are on treatment. Maybe there are a few additional ones which are not treated, but this is really, really a very, very small number, not only because of a lack of awareness, because Kamada is creating here the needed awareness, it's just because the people are healthy. They're not alpha-1 deficient.
Is there any behavioral aspect to this disease, a lifestyle, smoking, exposure to asbestos, anything that could increase one's chances of getting this disease, or is it purely just the luck of the draw?
So the disease is genetic. You are either an alpha deficient or a non-alpha deficient patient. But the severity of the disease and the fact if symptoms, you know, will even happen or not is really depending on your lifestyle and where you live. And if you smoke, God forbid, of course, you're significantly increasing your likelihood of having symptoms. So if someone is alpha deficient, it's very important that his or her siblings and, you know, kids, it will be tested in order to see if they are deficient, you know, lacking the protein. And then they will take the right, you know, lifestyle measures and live, you know, the right way, if I may use this term, in order to try and to prevent or to mitigate the risk that they will suffer from the symptoms.
Now, the current standard of care for alpha-1 patients is weekly infusions with your product, Glassia. Are there any other products on the market which are currently competing with you?
Correct. So the standard of care since basic treatment started in the, I believe it was in the late 80s or early 90s, is a weekly infusion of approximately 4 to 5 grams of the missing protein, basically trying to bring the patient to a level of protein in the serum, which is similar to a healthy individual. Our product was the first liquid ready to infuse alpha product. There are competing products made by other plasma companies that are available in the US and Europe. Most of them are lyophilized powder, which need to be reconstituted before administered to patients. So our liquid version was and is a significant competitive advantage because it makes preparation much easier and simpler for the medical team. We were also the first and only to get on label, basically an approval from the FDA for what's called self-infusion, meaning if the patient is independent enough, they can treat themselves at home without the need for a nurse or any support. So this, of course, cut costs for the payers, and that's, you know, another layer of convenience for the patients.
You mentioned that the next generation inhaled treatment is a game changer. Why is that?
Yes, so Kamada has been engaged and fully invested in developing the next generation product, which is an inhaled and nebulized AAT. Now, as you said, that's really a game changer because a patient can sit at the comfort of their home and basically get a daily 10-minute inhalation session instead of needing to go to the clinic and get a weekly infusion. In addition, because the inhaled is much more effective in bringing the protein directly into the lungs, which are the target organ, we've shown in previous studies, it's in terms of dosing, it's enough to give 1/8 of the AAT dose compared to IV. So if you take basically the quality of life, ease of use, optimal dosing, and basically all the work that has been done so far in the previous studies that we've done, we truly believe we have here a game changer in the alpha-1 space. And we are currently in a pivotal phase 3 study under US IND and a European CTA. Study started late 2019, the COVID pandemic had its effect on delaying some of the progress, but we are fully dedicated in taking this program forward and hopefully being able in the future to bring this new treatment for the benefit of the Alpha-1 medical community.
Amir, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we appreciate your time.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.